It looks like another government shutdown will be averted this Friday night now that congressional negotiators have reached a compromise deal on border security, which President Trump is likely to sign. Congressman Ralph Norman is a Republican from South Carolina, a member of the House Freedom Caucus. He joins us. Congressman, welcome.
My pleasure.
Well, what do you think of this deal that the negotiators have come up with? 55 miles of steel fencing. That's less than President Trump wanted. Fewer detention beds for illegal border crossers.
Well, Jeremy, it's a non-starter, to be honest with you, to take the number of weeks that they did and to come up with 55 miles of fencing to cut the detention beds, which means that more illegals will be released into America, is not good. I was disappointed. But, you know, as in anything, there's good news and bad news, and the bad news is just a bad bill. Now, the good news, we went from a dollar that Ms. Pelosi said up to the 1.3, well short of what the president wanted in $5 billion. But, and I do expect him, the word we're hearing is that he is going to sign it, and we'll probably vote on it today.
You think he should sign it?
Well, I think if he does a couple of things. One, if he signs it, it will eliminate the government shutdown. But now, along with that, he's going to have to have additional funding, and he can do that through Title 10, Section 284, which will give him unlimited dollars to build the wall and not declare a national emergency. He's going to get the wall built one way or another, which will be a good thing.
And just to be clear, that Title 10 money that you're talking about, that would come out of what?
Come out of the military.
Uh-huh. And you think that that's appropriate to use in this way?
Well, he's kind of left between a rock and a hard place. It's not the best, but, you know, this thing, once a wall is built, it pays for itself. So it'll allow us more money to fund the military as time goes on.
How do you mean that the wall will pay for itself?
Well, the cost that this country is incurring by having, and I've heard $50 billion to have illegals in our country, the price that we're paying, you know, for our border security now through border security agents and through the judges that we're having to pay for. Once it's done, this thing will be paid for shortly.
I want to ask you about something else. The Treasury Department said this week that the national debt just surpassed $22 trillion for the first time this week. It has been rising at a faster rate than it was before since the Republican tax cut package that you supported. What do you think about that? You've said, I was looking back at a quote from yours in 2018, without fiscal responsibility and discipline, our children and grandchildren will be lifting the burden that we leave for them as a result of our reckless, out-of-control spending.
That's absolutely right. We've got a spending problem in this country. We don't have an income problem. We have a spending problem. $22 trillion is only going to rise unless we get a handle and are willing to have the spine to cut spending. And there are a number of us that are willing to ring the bell to make this happen.
But do you take responsibility for some of that huge increase in the national debt since it's gone up so much more since the tax cut package was passed?
Well, the Democrats keep saying that, Jeremy, but, you know, we gave money back to the American people. It was a middle-class tax cut that got the economy going. It got jobs for people. It just wasn't happening, and this did it. Now, does it pay for itself? It didn't, but it got the economy going, and we're giving money back to the, you know, back to the citizens.
But you just said that the tax cuts didn't pay for themselves. The administration was saying that the tax cuts would pay for themselves.
It's going to take time. Time will tell. But again, this is we had to get the economy going, and the tax cuts did that. If I had to do over again, I'd vote for the tax cuts again. But we've got to combine with the tax cuts, cuts in spending.
Just one last point on that. Would you cut Social Security and Medicare to make up for the spending cuts that you want?
We've got to have some changes in Social Security, but the problem we have is in 2034, it's going to cure itself because it's going to be bankrupt, and that's not an option. And you begin by having the conversation with those just coming into the system on making some changes. And that's just one of the many challenges that we face in Congress.
That is Congressman Ralph Norman, a Republican from South Carolina. Thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you, Jeremy.